In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill in for Kai Rizdahl. It's Thursday, October 12th. Good to have you with us. After years of promises, months of political back and forth, the Republican Congress tried and failed to repeal Obamacare this year. Today, President Donald Trump took a step toward rolling it back on his own. He signed an executive order with the intention of letting Americans buy skimpier health insurance policies.
This will create tremendous competition and transformative in so many ways, change aimed at creating more and lower prices for millions of Americans.
For more, we have Sarah Cliff with us. She's the senior policy correspondent at Vox and host of the podcast The Impact. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So President Trump promised today that this executive order is the first step toward lower costs and more health insurance options for millions of Americans. Fact check that, Sarah. True or false?
I think half true. It is certainly true this executive order will give some people lower premiums. These people are young and they are healthy. But for people who are sicker, who are older, who need really robust health insurance plans, this will be the exact opposite. This will lead to higher premiums and more money out of pocket on healthcare.
Explain that to me. Why?
Yeah, so essentially what they're doing or what they want to do with this executive order is let skimpier health insurance plans into the insurance market. And they do this a couple of ways. One is through something called association health plans, which are essentially a bunch of small businesses, maybe individuals. They band together to purchase insurance. A bunch of bakeries, for example, might make a baker's association. And they might only let the healthy young bakers into that association because they want low premiums. And then that kind of leaves the older people in the original insurance market pool with people who are sicker and older as the healthier people go into these other kind of more desirable plans. The same thing is happening with another provision about short-term insurance, which are these plans that last maybe 3 months or so. And again, don't have to follow the Obamacare rules. They don't have to cover pre-existing conditions. They don't have to cover the set of essential benefits. So that's another way of siphoning off younger, healthier people into the plans they want. But that is, you know, very hurtful for the people who need robust benefits and the people who do have pre-existing conditions.
And what exactly does today's order do? It doesn't make these changes immediately, right? Lots of this is future looking.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Adrienne. All of this is going to have to go through a federal rulemaking period. There will be comments. There will be big, long, nitty-gritty rules that spell out what happens. So this will not change the insurance market right away. Most insurance companies don't expect 2018 to be much different. It's really 2019 where we're looking at some possibly big changes.
What options do Democrats and other supporters of the ACA have here? Where's this fight going to go next?
I think it goes to the courts and whether the Trump administration has the authority to make these sort of changes. So you can certainly expect as this executive order comes out, as rules start being made, that those who support the Affordable Care Act will say, wait a minute, this isn't allowed. You're not allowed to skirt the Obamacare rules this way. So I think you certainly see a legal battle shaping up quite quickly over this new executive order.
And will there be political battles as well? What are the political implications of this for both parties?
Definitely. So I think you will see, and you're already seeing President Trump talking about this as lowering premiums, getting rid of costly Obamacare mandates. They are going to focus on that side. And it will be true for some people that there are lower premiums in the insurance market. But you can expect the Democrats to have a lot of the messaging they had about Obamacare repeal to dust that off and start using it again about how this will let insurance companies discriminate against pre-existing conditions, that, you know, moms might not be able to buy maternity care. Someone with cancer or asthma might not be able to get some of these insurance policies. So it really will be another version of the Obamacare repeal fight we've had all year, the same sort of rhetoric, just in a new setting over this executive order.
Sarah Cliff is senior policy correspondent at Vox and host of the new podcast, The Impact. Thanks as always, Sarah.
Thank you.
A flash of red from the markets today, but just a flash. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.